we're getting water away that sits for a few days, whereas, you know, it would pull it away and whatever.
But on that note, before I forget, even with some of the other ones, I mean, that just, do you even think that's going to hold up? If you put a 4-inch drain tile, even if you put a 6 or an 8-inch, first time that thing plugs and you jet it,
right,
you're just going to,
right,
it's gone.
Yeah. So, I talked to Chris about it again, and he said, well, I can't bore anything bigger than a 6. I said, well, you know, Mike wants 12. He said 8 will work. 12 is what it should be done. And he says, well, I have to dig that all in. And I said, well, yes. And then so he said, well, I'm not digging it in because there's too many utilities around and it's going to be a pain in the butt. So Errol basically said he's out, kind of. I mean, so when talking to Mike about higher, he said, yeah, the 8-inch would work. And so higher was going to put one over by that corner and put one by where the other problem is at the T intersection and run it straight down along the curb and to the one on scene, Atlantic scene, man. And Mike said, 8-inch, he said, if you guys want to do it, he says, that's fine. But he said, I still think it should be 12. And he said, actually, we have not adopted SUDIS, but he says, I've been thinking SUDIS even said it needs to be 15. So, talking with Bruce Construction, he's not going to put one on that corner. He's shot all the elevations, and that corner dipped. So he's going to pull that out and tip it the right way, and the water should drain to the T intersection of Scene. And then you can go tear up the street right there, put another one across the street so it can pick up the water on the south side of Dawn. The basin will pick up the water on the north side, and then he's digging it all the way down to the drain at Lamphor and whatever.
What size?
So that's
12-inch.
But he's doing 12, and Mike said he's fine with a 12. And actually pleased with the 12.
The other one's only doing 8, right?
Mm-hmm. One was doing 8, one was doing 6.
Well, at least the digging, yeah, you gotta go across the street, but then you go through the empty lot, the rest of it.
But if you go down there, there's a pole, and there's wires coming right down that pole, and it, so...
Yeah, utilities, right.
There's a,
right.
It's a utility problem. He had the same problem over there on Genesee, and it was just a freaking spider web in there of stuff.
So, but, I mean, they're gonna have to dig all this anyways. So, I mean, we just, whatever Genesis thinks that we need, why don't we just put that? I mean, if he wants a 15, just put him a 15. I mean, if he's our engineer, listen to him.
Well, no,
I mean, if they're digging it up already, it's not like they're boring.
He said the 12 would be fine. He said,
yeah.
You know, we have not adopted SUDIS, so.
On the corner, you say he's going to tip it so it goes towards that new drain, basically.
Well, he's going to tip it so that, yeah, so it should all roll on the north side up to that basin.
Yeah, I think.
And then any excess water, he'll pick up on that corner on the south side, and then it'll all run to the basin down on Lamphor and Scene.
And you're across the street the same way.
Right? What's he going to do on the end of this plan? Put a flare down the tank and let disperse that water as it comes down? Or?
What's the question?
Right here when it comes down.
Oh, he's going right into that, right into storm sewer.
Storm sewer.
So, yeah.
Are the others going into the storm sewer?
Yeah.
Yes.
So there is a storm sewer.
There's a storm sewer right there, yeah. So he's tying into the storm sewer line down there. And then that will, I think that storm sewer actually takes it across the street and dumps it.
You got it, it was in your, laying on your desk.
He has to run all the way down, and it's something right across Stolen Drive to the top of the sink, right?
No.
There's nowhere to. I mean, it goes downhill, see if I don't leave one, but.
They were hoping everything had enough fall, it would just all run the Mississippi. I mean, well, there's drains, you know, further down, but that corner, there's nothing there.
Yeah, used to have a lake at the bottom of the sink in my fear, so.
That's Dolan, yeah, Dolan be partially responsible for some of that, so.
TIF money, the TIF will take. The TIF will be handling it.
Yeah.
No, because the city accepted the project, but there's TIF money allocated for that, so it's not like we're going to be. This come out of TIF. So I just wanted to, give you the explanation on it, that it is TIF money that will pay for this, just like it did when we did the patching down there by your place and all that. It's TIF money that will take the expense, and that's why the TIF money's there for such issues as this. I don't believe that an 8-inch is going to handle what, I mean, it might handle it temporarily, but just like you said, if you jet it, you're going to have issues. I think you need a minimum of a 12.
I talked to Hire and asked him to how much more for a 12. He said, can you get a price on it? And then I've never heard nothing back.
How long was that?
That was probably early last week. Found the phone, I'm trying to find it.
If we don't get into any legal issues of bidding, you know, I don't see why Bruce Construction can't do it. I mean, they've done other stuff in the city. As long as, like I said, since they have the.
Do we have them all rebid the same exact scope? I mean, that's.
Well, Arrow sounds like he wants out of it. Yeah. So, like I said, unless this guy.
One more shot to Hewer and see if they'll redo it. Or.
I mean, because Arrow's bid is obsolete technically right now.
Yes.
Right? I mean, he's out.
Yes,
he's out.
And according to our engineer, he doesn't recommend the other one, so that one's out. Unless they can up it to a 12-inch, right?
Yeah, I talked to Jamie on Thursday morning, and so that, and I think Mike and I talked Wednesday afternoon. So I called Jamie.
So Mike is seeing this.
What's that?
I said Mike is seeing this.
He didn't see it. We just discussed it.
So is this, how close in representation is Bruce Construction to what Hire's bid?
You got both of them.
Yeah, no, I got the other one, but
he's got
a nice drawing here kind of explaining what.
So Hire is putting a basin at the corner of
Daniel and
Dolan, and then he's running along the north side of that curb to another basin at the T intersection of Scene and Dolan. And then he's gonna run it all the way down to the bottom. Where Chad is taking and not putting the basin at the sidewalk, he's re-pouring that, tipping it the way it should be, taking the belly out so it actually naturally will flow towards the basin at the T of Scene and Dolan. And then he's going across the street and putting another, hit the second basin at Scene and Dolan on the south side of the street, and then running it straight to.
Can you put a basin right at the end of the sidewalk?
That's where it kind of gets goofy because of the ADA.
Yeah, you can't do that.
So, I mean, they're both getting water to the same spot. One's just doing it above ground, one's doing it underground from the corner.
Right. So, he would is probably gonna pick it all up. He'll be around the corner a little bit from the walk, but it'll be near the walk.
But he's repouring that walk that's gonna.
And so he wasn't gonna repour it. I mean, he was just gonna.
Hire wasn't.
Put the hire on the report.
Okay.
No.
So I mean, they both have a couple different opinions on it.
It's actually $11,000.
I think most likely both should work. You know, it's just, I guess, which way is the best way?
One's an 8 versus a 12.
Yeah, did we give them any guidance on what size pipe, or did we tell them what size pipe, or was this a recommendation?
That was Hire's recommendation, and then after I talked to, so Hire said at least an 8. Bruce said it needs to be a 12, and then I talked to Mike. Mike said, Mike definitely said 4 is out. 8, he said, should work fine. He said he'd rather see the 12.
Then it should be a 12.
There's your answer.
The only thing I think is, I think you give you guys an opportunity
to get it
for the 12 inch instead of the 8.
Mm-hmm.
And also,
and then everybody else will be, their placement is on them if they think they want to pay it better.
And again, I asked him, and he said he'd get a price, because, I mean, he's digging.
Right.
It's going to be.
Yeah, he's already got digged up. It's just a difference.
It's not like,
price.
Oh, I got to dig this hole now.
Right.
So, and he was supposed to get back to me on the price differences of between the 8 and the 12.
I would ask that you make sure you can communicate with them on that, and then also ask Mike which layout or design he feels would best suit the area. That way we have the engineer on board, whoever, you know, if he's saying Bruce's construction is a better design than Hire's, or Hire's a better design, and if they're both gonna go 12s, then we need a 12-inch bid from Hire, and I think if you can get that to us by the next council meeting, I mean, obviously they're not going to dig anytime soon.
Make a difference. And if they don't get you another one, then we've only got, mm-hmm.
then we just got one bid.
One bid for the scope of works.
You know, to me, if it came down to those two guys, and they're, I mean, I wish it wasn't $11,000. If it was only 5 or 4, I would end the conversation tonight, I think, and just go with Chad. I feel bad that it's that far apart, but Chad's doing great work for us. We know we're going to get.
It's too much of a difference.
It is a big, well, Hire's going to have to come up some.
Yep.
Okay. Do you see that one little note on Chad's number 5? He's got it in light print. Deduct $2,273 for 8-inch pipe.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if Hire would say, okay, yeah, I'm gonna, that's what my.
If it's going to be
$2,200 more.
No offense, but I want to stop you right here. So if your intention is to send it to have Jim get a hold of Hire for the bid, then I'm going to need the bid from every one of you at this table back here, because we're not going to talk any more numbers for what Bruce Construction has bid, because that puts a benefit in someone else's arms. So these numbers are not going to be discussed.
It does, but
or any number on it. And I understand what you're saying, but
we got to have a scope that they're bidding off of.
Well, I mean, I think it was another. You know, we didn't do our due diligence on it. We should have said, okay, this is what we want. Mm-hmm. You know, we just kind of went with, and how it happened was, obviously we got the complaint about the water sitting, and we went to Aero Concrete and said, what do we need to do there? And this was their opinion. Well, then when we started looking further into it, then we found, you know, a whole different can of worms there. So
do we know how much, what size Aero put in down there at Kevin and Walker Way when he put in that basin?
That was just a basin connecting it to Kevin, right down the street from him.
Kevin and Walker Way, where that basin was put in, right in that area?
No, I don't remember.
Did he have to put any?
But he's
been already had
running
surgery, or a
couple feet out of it.
Yeah, but I'm just saying he didn't have to put any drain pipe in.
No.
He just put in the basin.
Correct.
Okay,
connecting into it.
Yeah, he was connecting to the existing.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I'd like to see him bid an option of 15 inch.
just to see where it lands.
I mean, I don't have a problem with that. I'm just saying if we're going to do this and you're going to send it back to, in my opinion, you need to send it back to all three of them because you have three bids in front of you. And if you're going to send it, then you need to send it with, we want to bid for 12-inch, we want to bid for 15-inch, and go from there.
And maybe some specific instructions based on Mike's feedback.
And do we want them to do the